The Cuban Connection, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. You can once again mail a letter from the U.S. to Cuba and vice versa. Oh, you could do it before, but mail between the two countries had to go through another country, causing major delays and added cost. The U.S. Postal Service, as part of the Obama administration's push to restore relations with Cuba, resumed direct mail service in mid-March. Now the challenge for collectors will be to find the earliest postmark on an envelope to or from Cuba that reflects this direct service. It began the day before it was announced. Most long-distance mail today travels by air, but in the mid-20th century, mailers paid extra for airmail service, and the inauguration of each new airmail route was a big deal. There were special postmarks, and collectors and sometimes even the airlines involved would produce envelopes with postmarks showing the envelopes had traveled the new routes. Often the Post Office Department would chip in with a rubber stamp design for the left side of the envelope. These were called first flight covers. The designs were called cachets. Chances of special postmarks or cachets for the resumption of direct mail service between the U.S. and Cuba are pretty unlikely. But you can still keep an eye out for the first mail to make the trip in 2016, and then you'll have a modern-day first flight cover. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.